Late this afternoon, the Senate passed its version of corporate reform legislation. The 97-0 vote creates a new independent oversight board and toughens criminal sanctions for corporate crooks. The rules are intended to restore investor confidence in financial reporting. NPR's Larry Abramson joins us from the Capitol to discuss the legislation. Larry, support was building for this bill all last week. Did anyone try to stop any of the major provisions?
Not really, Lynn. I think the only fight was over how strong to make this legislation, and any people who had any concerns about it just had to try to keep some of the new teeth from being added. Last week, the president made his speech on corporate responsibility that was not well received in many quarters, and that helped add to the momentum that was created by the WorldCom hearings that had highly paid CEOs refusing to testify before Congress. So by the time today rolled around, there was almost an unusual degree of unanimity that this bill was the one that they had to get behind.
Well, let's go through some of the provisions. First of all, this accounting oversight board, what exactly will it do?
Well, I know accounting is not the funnest subject, Lynn, but this is actually a pretty dramatic step. It will actually turn the accounting industry into a regulated industry. It establishes an independent board that will be able to set its own standards, will be able to go after companies that are not following those standards, and it really will, sort of set the standard, set a new pace for companies that are supposed to be trying to clean up their act. There are also whistleblower protections built in here for people who want to point the finger at CEOs who are cooking the books. There are provisions for retrieving ill-gotten gains from CEOs if they've basically pumped up the stock price. There's a provision that would make CEOs and chief financial officers more responsible for the financial reports that they turn in by basically saying you have to sign on the dotted line and say that this piece of paper is accurate. And the idea is to give investors more confidence, more information, so they will know that what they're investing in really is something that's good for investors, not just good for the CEO and the CFO.
And what about this whole question of stock options and the way stock options are treated? What happened there?
Well, when I was talking to people last week while this legislation was getting support, and I asked them what's missing, they said stock options. Stock options were the engine behind the dot-com boom. It was something that was used to generate a huge amount of wealth for a lot of CEOs. It also helped get a lot of small companies started, but it is now sort of generally seen around here as something that caused a lot of problems because it made it easy for people to focus only on the price of the stock of a company, not on whether that company had good financials, a good business plan. So last week, Senator John McCain proposed something that was pretty radical. He said, well, let's add on to the Senate reform measure a law that would say stock options have to be counted as expenses. Right now, they don't have to be counted as expenses. They're usually listed on a separate item. And that was blocked. Now, just to show how much support there is for radical reform, that measure came up again today, and it seemed to garner a lot of support. It was watered down a little bit so that there would only be a recommendation to the Financial Accounting Standards Board that they look at this, but that was a move in that direction. But in the end, Republicans were able to block this measure. So the Democrats are saying now they're going to bring up the stock option reform measure as a separate piece of legislation.
Okay, thanks very much, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson.